There are a lot of things about Medicare's new drug plan that seniors don't understand. That goes for some of those providing information on behalf of the federal government. A general accounting office report said the information given to seniors was sometimes wrong and written at a level many couldn't comprehend. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle called it, quote, one of the most complicated, cumbersome, and poorly managed programs Congress has ever created.
My sense of this is this whole thing is going to sort of collapse in time. I don't know if that's a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, and people will say, why did they ever design it like this? Why don't we simplify it?
Aging groups say one of the least understood aspects of the new drug plan is the financial penalty for signing up beyond the May 15th deadline. It keeps going up as time goes on, so premiums for someone who waits, say, 3 years could have a 43% penalty tacked onto their average monthly premium. A bill proposed by Democrats Ron Kind and Tammy Baldwin would give seniors until November to pick a Medicare plan. The proposal also would let seniors change their mind. Representative Kind says this is necessary because many seniors pick a certain plan for the medications offered. However, the Medicare law allows participating insurance companies to later alter what drugs they cover.
We think it's the compassionate and reasonable thing to allow people an opportunity to at least make one switch if they need to, if they realize that they made an initial wrong choice.
Representative Kind says he told his own mother to enroll in Wisconsin's senior care instead of Medicare's drug plan. The state has a waiver from the federal government to continue that program until June of 2007. Whether it continues or whether the Medicare drug benefit changes may depend on the November elections. Governor Doyle's up for re-election, and congressional Democrats would need to win 15 seats in the House to push through changes the current Republican majority will not accept. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.